Salome all, how are you all doing? How did you like the service if you came? You feeling the energy? It's good, yeah? It's nice to see everyone here. Eunice and Niyama in Turkey are here with us in spirit. They wanted me to let us all know that they would be here if they could, but the time and the circumstances, it just doesn't make it possible. But they are here with us in spirit, and they'll be celebrating the feast in Turkey also, so we have a little stronghold there. So let's begin this welcome and officially open the feast by taking a moment of silence, closing our eyes, and becoming one. Not by trying to become one with each other, but all becoming one with the Spirit, and so we are made one. Bring all our focus on the center of the greatest sign, He who is and is all. Let us make a joyful week in His service. So, Salom all, welcome to the 23rd Feast of Tabernacles as celebrated by the Mission of Maitreya. The first one was in 1989. We've come a long way since then, in 2011. And we're now in, I guess, the fourth round of celebrating, you know, because we celebrate one seal each feast, and we're now in the fourth round, the second part of the second seal in the fourth round. So, welcome to the feast. The feast will mostly be online this time, and we hope that all of you will be celebrating it in your own areas, and if you can, and if it seems godly, to join us with the services that we'll be doing as well. We've set up what we think is a pretty nice service and a pretty nice set of events this year that should hopefully bring everyone together and help us increase, help the spirit in us increase and the ego decrease. So to open the feast, we should begin by remembering why we celebrate it and what it is. What is the Feast of Tabernacles? Why do we celebrate it? And the answer to that can be found in Tho, as everything else, which explains to us that in chapter 23 of Leviticus in the Bible, God commands the holy days and feasts, which He expects humans to follow over the course of the year. There are seven of them, and they are the only holy days and the only holidays commanded by God. There should be none other. But of course, this is not a commandment with no reasoning, not an angry God that just tells you to do things and you should do them without understanding why. And of course, the reason is that most man or all man-made holidays are focused on glorifying the self or the individual or the humanity, and increasing the false ego, whereas all of God's holy days are created in a way that focuses the self on God. And since all of human suffering and the entire reason the universe needed to be created was because the false ego exists, that illusion that we are separate from God, anything that focuses on the false ego will lead to destruction and ignorance, and anything that focuses on God and brings the focus away from the self and that false ego leads to salvation. So these holy days are created to help us. The Sabbath is for man. And they should be followed because they will accelerate our spiritual progress and as a sign of obedience to the Lord as we are His people. There are seven holy days that were commanded to be celebrated in Leviticus, and the Feast of Tabernacles is the seventh. And as it explains in Tho, I will read from Feasts and Holy Days of the Lord, which is in Essays 1, Tablet 14, in Tho. It says, "The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, and for 7 days there will be a feast. On the first day a holy convocation, and no servile work. After 7 days of feasting, a Sabbath on the 8th day, a holy convocation. It is a solemn assembly with no servile work." Unlike the other holy days that are commanded in Leviticus 23, which talk about, they are asked to be solemn, you know, the Passover, we focus on the Lord passing us over. It's a time of you know, self-examination and control and sort of discipline. And the same with the other holy days. But the Feast of Tabernacles is a time of feasting, a celebration, a joyful time. And So don't be solemn, but be happy. Be joyful. Let that joy and spirit come through. And it's time to have fun in the spirit of God, in a godly way. And feel that side of God also. And God clearly wants those who are the children of light, the children of Israel, to follow these feasts and holy days. Celebrate this most holy day, or this holy week of the Lord, and let it be a sign that we are truly the children of light. The mission of Maitreya is the fulfillment of many prayers and expectations. Through the truth that has been revealed to us, we will return to God's ways. And we talk about the children of light because each year we celebrate, or we focus the feast on one seal of the seven seals in the eternal divine path and the greatest sign. And this year we focus on the second seal. And of course, what is the second seal? The second seal is the plan, the kingdom of heaven on earth, the godly system that has been revealed that will unify humanity and accelerate the progress of all, the system which is based on the communities of light, and whose main message is brought by the children of Israel, the Hebrews, and the Old Testament. For more information on the plan, much more information, the system that Maitreya has brought, we encourage you to read the book by Maitreya, The Plan. Or, of course, you can attend the several events that will be, there will be two lectures, one recording by Maitreya or reading from Maitreya, from him about the plan, and another lecture by a disciple over the course of this feast. So all those who are interested in learning more should come to these, and we'll discuss those later. But to understand the plan and the system, you can look to the second seal in the greatest sign and see what it is, the Star of David, the six-sided triangle. And you can look to the symbolism of that. The six-sided triangle can be broken into two triangles, the triangle upward and the triangle downward. The triangle upward represents the system, the godly system on earth, man reaching up to God. And the triangle downward represents the laws and grace of God present throughout that system, and the godly justice, God reaching down to man. Neither is complete without the other, but both together provides the best system possible to govern humanity and lead to progress for all. I'm going to read something briefly from one of Maitreya's satsangs, or one of his writings. The 12 tribes of Israel had a system, the triangle upward, which Moses brought to them. They had a very deep spiritual understanding of God's plan and God's law, the triangle downward. So they had the system, triangle upward, and they had the laws and grace of God, triangle downward. They were reaching up to God, and God was reaching down to them. That is why they created the communities of light. They became the children of Israel, the children of light. Knowing self will be accelerated in these communities because you have the time, support, and understanding of others to be able to meditate, to know God, and become one with Him. And of course, that leads into the second part of the second seal, which is that this godly system, the kingdom of heaven on earth, is based on the communities of light. What are the communities of light? They are communities based on the eternal divine path, communities in which people follow God's teachings, God's law, the same teachings that the children of Israel followed and were given when they were the chosen people. But of course, much more expanded and even further explained now that we have the full truth in the eternal divine path. Why do we want communities of light? What do they give us? Why did God command? Why is this part of the eternal divine path? And of course, the answer is that you progress much more quickly in a community together than you do individually alone. And that's true both individually and collectively. Individually, it's much easier to think you're very good when you're living alone. It's much harder to see the problems you have. When you live in a community with others, you have jagged edges, and those jagged edges rub against each other and cause friction and violence and conflict and problems, arguments, divorce, you know, all of these things. But those things allow these problems to be made aware. You will never know you have a problem until it surfaces and becomes a problem for you. And the communities of light allow that to happen. So living individually might be an easier life, but it does not provide you spiritual progress in the way that the community does. It also accelerates the progress of all, because we're helping each other to progress spiritually. We work together. We live in a community. And God does not want the salvation of individuals. He wants the salvation of the world and the universe. Indeed, those who try to reach salvation by themselves will be spewed out of his mouth, will not be allowed. So that we can see that the communities of light is an essential and very necessary part of God's plan. It allows us to live more easily together in terms of physiological and safety needs, as we can share and work together, pool our resources, and live easily off of them. It accelerates the spiritual progress of everyone, and it provides the base for the kingdom of heaven on earth. We work toward creation of the communities of light to create an environment where many people reach pure consciousness. It is a collective march together. You cannot go there by yourself. I cannot go there by myself. He cannot go by himself. We go together. And of course, the communities of light are based on the units of 12, six couples. And again, that will be discussed in more detail if you attend our events later in the feast. And of course, this teaching comes from the children of Israel, the Hebrews, as mentioned before. They had the system, to an extent. And God took them as an example of choosing a people to be his people and create communities under his laws. And I'll read something quickly from Maitreya. What is a tribe? It is a community, isn't it? The number 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel is similar to the base of 12 in the community or the number 12 in the 12 disciples. Who is the 13th? The 13th is God himself. Christ came with 12 disciples. Who was Christ himself? Christ was the number 13, wasn't he? 12 plus 1 makes the 13. That is why in the communities of light we also base the community on 12 people, 6 couples. Who is the 13th? God. When they sit around the round table, each couple representing one sign, who is in the center? God is in the center. So they always have God's presence in their endeavors, in their decisions, in their unity. In whatever they do, God is with them, and their decisions are based on his guidance. So in this Feast of Tabernacles, we celebrate this part of God's plan, the second seal, and understand how the communities of light are the salvation of humanity, physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, and collectively. Indeed, Maitreya wrote an essay in Tho that says that the only issue at this time is the formation of the communities of light. All other issues are the effect, not the cause. Focus on creating the communities, and everything else will take care of themselves. So it's very important. It's important to understand, and it's important to implement. And it's our primary purpose at this time. So we are here to celebrate this and understand it in the context of the rest of Maitreya's teachings, of course. The communities of light will only work if you sacrifice, if you surrender and submit to the will of God, the third seals and the fourth seals, if you become a universalist and have one government, one world, one humanity, not separated by countries or race or creed. So it all works together, but today, I mean this feast, this week, we focus on understanding and celebrating this seal as a part of the whole. So welcome. Welcome to the Second Seal Feast. If there are any questions about the Communities of Light and the Second Seal, you can ask them later. You can ask them at the lectures that will be provided for the events. So now let's go to a more mundane topic, which is the schedule for this year's feast, in celebrating this Second Seal, in celebrating this holy day, this holy week. We have developed a schedule here locally that we're going to broadcast the majority of online, so everyone who would like to is welcome to join us. I'm going to go through it briefly to make sure everyone understands all of the parts and clear up any confusion. And so during the feast, we celebrate one seal each day in a way that the seventh seal is always on the Sabbath, Saturday. And in the larger scheme, we focus on the second seal, and for each day, we also focus on these individual seals, understand them, and glorify them. If you would look at day one from that page that I linked to on the index, if you click on first day, the schedule is pretty similar each day, so I'm just going to briefly go over what happens on a day to make sure that it's understood. This is all in Mountain Standard Time, or actually Mountain Daylight Time, since we are currently in Daylight Savings Time. So you will have to transfer that to whatever local time you're in to be able to join us. But starting in the morning at 5:30 a.m., on Paltalk, we'll be broadcasting a service similar to the service we had this evening. And then at 6:30, we'll be having a Tho reading. We've selected the Tho reading to be based on the second seal, so we'll be starting in Children of Abraham in Tho, and if we finish that book, we'll move on to the House of Judah, Jews, both related to the second seal. And these readings are assigned, so please check and see if you're assigned to any of these readings, if you volunteered. Then we have an hour of innercise, and innercise is those exercises that relate to the chakras, the flow of energy in the body, the glands, and awakening the inner body. The ethereal body strengthening the spiritual, the inner spiritual awareness and body. The main example is yoga, and indeed we have a guided class for men and a guided class for women that is provided on the website that anyone can use if they would like more help in this section, and that can be accessed by clicking the link on the schedule. See our guided classes. If you click that, you can go to it. Other examples, if you'd like to do those, are Tai Chi or similar martial arts practices, and many other things from all over the mystical paths all over the world. Any of these would be fine. And then we have two events every day, one in the morning and one in the evening. In the midday, we do the reminder. Then after the second event in the evening, we again have a Tho reading. These are assigned as well, and they're related to the seal of the day. But it's reader's choice. The reader chooses what they would like to read based on the seal of the day. Then we have a Pilates routine or similar practice, which is a combination. Pilates is a combination of exercise and innercise. Another example is martial arts. And then we have service again. And then in the evening, we have free-form readings from the teachings. So everyone's welcome to come on Pal Talk and read whenever they'd like for however long as they would like and just enjoy the teachings. So that's the basic schedule for each of the days. It follows that general idea. All of this is broadcast on Pal Talk, every single thing I said here. So you can join us for every single one of these, either on Pal Talk or for some events on GoToMeeting. And if you would like more information about those, there's a link again in the schedule, broadcast on Pal Talk. If you click that, you'll learn more. And where GoToMeeting is listed, it also has a link. So let's quickly go over what events there will be. On day one, which is tomorrow, we're going to have the lecture by Maitreya that he gave at the 1990 Feast of Tabernacles about the second seal. We only have the recording for half of this lecture, the second half, so for the first half we'll be reading the transcript, which is linked from the schedule, and in the second half we'll listen to the recording. Then on the second day, we'll have the first lecture of the feast on the plan by Eunice, so if you're interested in the plan, you should come to this. And then in the evening, our event will be a teaching session of proper methods of mission practices. This is something new that we've never done before. And what it will be is a review of the proper methods of doing the mission practices, such as the reminder. We're going to go over the proper movements. And even if you think you know how to do the reminder, you should come to this because Maitreya has added some smaller things within it to further purify it and make it even more powerful. So you should come to this to learn these new things. Then we'll go over kirtan, recommendations on how to sing and dance and chant. And then Tandava and Tandavi, which are two newer practices Maitreya recommends. Tandava is for men and Tandava is for women to control sexual desire and also lead to either strength for men or grace for women and many other benefits. And we're going to demonstrate and explain how to do both of these. This is something that not many people know either. So if you are interested, we encourage you to come. And then we'll be going through some yoga asanas, especially those people have questions about. So if you have questions about yoga, if you have questions about a specific posture or how to do it in general, breathing, please come. Eunice will be taking care of that, and he's a certified yoga instructor. Remember that he's the owner of 3 yoga centers in Turkey, so he's very good. He can answer your questions very well. And after these, we will be going through these for sure, and then anything else you have questions about in terms of the mission teachings and the mission practices, the rosary, the meditation process. If you have questions about pronunciation of words in Tho, Sanskrit words, anything like that, please come and ask, and we will answer. And that should be great. So that will be on GoToMeeting. Both the lecture on the plan in the morning and that in the evening will be on GoToMeeting, so that we can use the webcam and other things to show these. Then on the third day, we'll be having a discussion session, which is also something new that we just started this feast. It's not exactly a lecture. It's more involved. It's more of a discussion back and forth that all can get involved and talk about it. It's similar to the mom meeting, you could say. And this discussion will be about how the current activities of the mission will lead to final manifestation of the system and the plan. And some examples are project managers, creation of the centers, the Beyond Mind centers in Turkey, and other things. And Yunus may also use this time to finish his lecture if he hasn't finished it in the first section. But we will also have this discussion, if there is time. And that will be on GoToMeeting. And then in the evening will be my lecture on God's prophets, how have we treated them. Then the fourth day, we will have Maitreya's first question and answer session. Maitreya will be available for 2 times this feast to answer questions. It's the only time of the year that he does this, that he's available to the public for answering questions, so it's a very rare and great honor. And if you would like to ask a question, you should email it to us now, beforehand. Maitreya will answer any questions emailed to him before any questions answered in the room, and if you email it to him, he will be able to provide a better answer as he will have time to meditate on it, and he would prefer it that way. So if you have a question for him for these sessions, the one on day 4 or the one on day 6, email them to us now, and you can email them to us at any of our email addresses, questions@maitreya.org, missionofmaitreya@maitreya.org, and we will receive them. And then in the evening, we'll have a discussion session of that day, day 4. We'll have a discussion session on the current food and farming systems, the problems, the solutions, etc. On the fifth day is the Sabbath. On the evening of the Sabbath during the feast, we usually watch a video. This year, the mission has picked Food Inc., which is a video about a movie, a documentary about the Western food system and all the problems with it and how terrible it truly has become. So we suggest, if you would like, that this is a good movie you could watch. And if you look on the schedule on day 5, we have 2 links to where you can find it. One of them is free. The full version is available free to play on the website. It's not the best website, so don't click anything else. You might end up with some spam or something. But if you click just on to play the movie, you should be just fine. And the full movie is there. If for some reason it gets taken down, we found it free somewhere else and then it disappeared, then you can find it on Amazon, but you'll have to rent it or buy it for about $3 or $10. But it is online there as well. So it's a great movie. It's very, very informative. We encourage you all to see it. And then the sixth day, in the morning, we'll be doing a community service. We encourage everyone in their own areas to find something that they can do, a selfless service from knowledge that you can do. This is a great part of spiritual practice, and also, you know, getting out there and helping the community is good for all. And then in the evening, we'll have Maitreya's second session, question and answer session. So again, if you have questions, and be aware that your questions will not be answered unless you're in the room. You must come to these sessions to have your questions answered, if you ask them beforehand. They will not be answered if you're not there. And the seventh day, that's interesting. So Shirin says that if you subscribe to Netflix, you can also find Food Inc., that movie, under documentaries. And actually, if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, which is the service that Amazon offers, it's free on Amazon as well. So if you have any of those, that's another way to get that movie. It's a very good movie. It's worth watching. And finally, on day 7, the day before the last day of the feast, we'll be having our regular trip to the Himalayas Mountains here. But the greater meaning of it is to have a vision quest, to go to some place quiet and meditative in your area and have a quest for vision, for true understanding. It's a Native American idea that, you know, when the child wanted to become a man, they would have to go off and be alone until they had a vision, and then they would come back and be an adult. And we find it to be a very beautiful idea, and we encourage all. In fact, there is a satsang by Maitreya. In this satsang, Maitreya requests everyone to have a vision quest, to truly go and have a quest for vision, to let God give you the vision of this mission. And it's in the satsang, so I would encourage you to read it and go on a vision quest during this day and see what God will reveal to you. And that evening, we'll have the Spiritual Stories Night. This is usually the Talent Night in previous feasts, but we've decided to try something else this feast. So for this night, we encourage everyone to find something, some stories, some jokes that teach beautiful spiritual lessons and share them with the rest. And some of the examples are shown on the schedule, examples, links to stories, laughter, and facts, which are already on the website, such as Mullah Nasruddin, and many of the stories that have been submitted. So go use Google, Google it up, and see what you can find. Find some beautiful stories and bring them to share, and we'll all share them together and be enlightened by that. And finally, on the eighth day, it's the Holy Convocation, the last day of the feast, and we'll be having the rounding. If we had enough people, what the rounding would be is a repeated service over and over again, constantly throughout the day, of chanting, constant chanting, people meditating while others are chanting, and it would be an amazing time. Since we are so small at this time, what will happen is we'll have a regular service in the morning, as the other days, and after that, chanting, straight chanting, will start playing in the room for the whole day. So anytime any of you feel inspired to chant that day, do the Hash Mantra, the Kirtan, just join the room and there will be chanting. And that will occur until the evening service. And finally, after the evening service, we'll be having the candle ceremony, which is a time in which we take unlit candles and light them from a lit candle at the foot of Maitreya's chair, in symbolic of taking... of receiving the light Maitreya has given to us, and then having that light to spread to the world and place on top of the hill and provide to others. It's a very powerful symbolic ceremony, and we welcome everyone to do something similar in their own areas, or at least feel that symbolism there. And that's what we have planned for our feast. And of course, these are not rigid rules. This is just what we have come up with to provide a great week of spirit and worshiping God and joyfulness. None of these were, God did not command any of these, but they are great. So don't get too rigid, but they will help all greatly if you come. Are there any questions about the schedule? Anything I didn't cover? Anything that's unclear? Then we welcome you all to the feast. May you all enjoy. May we all enjoy. May God be with us, if it is His will. And as has been in previous feasts, we will now open up the room to testimonials given. If one would like to give a testimonial of how they received the mission and came to the mission, or if you're just filled with spirit and you just want to say, you know, something devotional, please go ahead. I wish we had more new people. We're kind of already heard all the stories like 10 times, but that doesn't make them any less beautiful. So I will now open up the room. Two testimonials. Thanks, God, and salam, everyone. Welcome.
Salam, everyone. I hope the sound is coming over good. Thanks, God, for good sound. Thanks, Noor. Thanks, God, for your welcome. What a beautiful, warm welcome and explanation of our feast for this week. I'm just looking forward to being in the joy of this celebration of God's holy days. And as you said, we've probably each heard our stories so many times of how we come to the mission and met Maitreya. So I won't repeat all that again. And it's been all the beautiful, beautiful love, the beautiful love that's in my heart for Maitreya and for this mission that's been there from day one and still is there, if possible, even greater. I'm just very thankful and just want to, again, just share the thankfulness of being here to share in these teachings that Maitreya has brought to us. And there's so much to be done, I know that, and so many people to touch and to get the mission and God's plan put in its place on the earth. And as Maitreya has always reminded us, that it will happen, and these beginning days are blessings. So the feast, as you said, Noor, is a celebration, and we receive it in joy, and I feel the joy of this feast so much, and just give thanks for it, and sharing with everyone So this just keeping this short and quick. Thanks, God. Thanks, God, again.
I could go ahead now if my sound is coming through good, just checking if there's good sound. Mine will be short and sweet as well. Thanks, God, for good sound. You know, while I was sitting here in between the service and the beautiful welcome that Noor gave for this second seal of the Feast of Tabernacles, Maitreya was giving satsang online here in the room. And he was just saying something that hit me, and I just knew I had to say this in my testimonial, that this teaching just makes sense. It goes through my being to the very core. It's the only thing I've ever found in this life, religious or spiritual, that just makes sense. And you know, in addition to that, that it makes sense, it's for everyone. Nobody's left out. It's for the whole universe. So, you know, coming back life after life, whatever it is we have to do to bring everything back so that God's body is fully lightened and there's no darkness and the universe is just gorgeous and shining, whatever. You know, what a blessing. What a blessing to be a part of it. And I just thank God so much that I've even found this and that I have the responsibility of passing this on to other people. And it's become easier and easier for me to do that as I've been with the mission longer. So never fear for those who may be starting out. Just stick with it. And I think it will become even easier for me in the future. As our spirit changes, as we purify more by following the teachings, God sends what needs to be sent through us to those that we come in contact with. And anyways, that's it. Just thanks, God.
Thanks, God, Kyosha. It relates to something I was thinking of saying, which is, you know, Maitreya has said that when you come to the mission, first you understand it with your mind, then you understand it in your heart, and finally you proclaim it with your mouth. And it almost could seem like you could have three testimonials, each person, of the, each of those three times, because each of it is sort of joining the mission in a different way and being baptized in a further extent. Because 2 years ago, the first feast that I celebrated with the mission, where I truly was with the mission, I said that, you know, I understood it. I had to go and research each little section and answer all my questions mentally in my head, and that I thought I was a vipra, an intellectual, because that's the way I understood it. I was all brain. And I think that's still true. I do think I am a vipra. But the longer I am with the mission, the less it becomes, the less I feel when I speak about it or when I think about it, the less I feel it in my head and the more I feel it in my heart. And the less it is about thinking and the more it is just about is, if that makes sense. And so it almost could be a second testimonial that, you know, eventually it clicks not just in the head that, yes, it makes sense, but also in the heart in such a deep way that the chatter of the mind disappears. And once the chatter of the mind disappears, then it becomes easy to proclaim it with no fear or doubt or problems. And I'm still working on that part. So hopefully in a couple of years I'll have my third testimonial to give.
Hello, I don't know if my sound is okay. Could you let me know if my sound is okay? Good sound. Thank you. Well, salam, everyone. It's great to see you all. You know, sitting here listening to the welcome, I could just imagine us at the first Feast of Tabernacles. Do you guys remember that? 1989, and we had never done it before. It was a new idea, and It was chaotic. We had so much to do. We had to cart the big greatest sign over to the Madonna Center, and we had to rent a truck to bring everything over to the Madonna Center so we could do the feast. We had no idea what we were doing. We had these menus with all this food, and we opened the feast, and there was such an energy. It was amazing. And we all looked at each other and said, "Oh my heavens, this is amazing. God's spirit was with us." It was just blessed. And that whole week never changed. It was just blessed the whole time. And I guess everyone that was there in the room, I guess they all agree. And that's been 23 years ago. And we're still small. We're still pretty quiet. Not a lot of people have heard about us yet. But it's true. You know, it's true. There's nothing that's not true in this mission. This mission is amazing. The teaching is amazing. Maitreya is amazing. And we all know that. And we have to constantly trust the spirit that brought us to this mission, trust the spirit that guided us to be here, and always trust that. Nora said something about doubt. The moment you doubt, you're just down in the gutter. You know, just push that doubt away and trust, you know, trust. And I was looking at some older letters that Maitreya had written from 1988, 1989, and in those letters he was talking about, we're creating a system to replace, when the old systems break down, the old systems of the world break down, we are creating a system that will replace that. And in 1989, whoever would have thought that what he said is coming true today. We see the systems coming, just falling apart. We see that it's happening now. And this is something that Maitreya talked about, 30 years ago? And it's happening. It's actually happening. So never forget that we're the seed. We're the beginning of God's kingdom on earth. And God has to be part of the system. You can't put him out. He has to be there. So great to see you all. My love to all of you. And Salam. Thank you.
You know, I'll just say real quickly that something I was thinking about the other day that relates to what you just said, Mommy. I'm going to call you Mommy. that, you know, you talk about how the doubt, our strength is from not having doubt. It's faith. And I think that if any intellectual or scientist ever questions, what is faith? This faith is this useless thing. Just tell them to look at the placebo effect. Do you know what the placebo effect is? It's the fact that you give somebody something that doesn't do anything. It's a sugar pill. But because they believe that it does something, it does. It actually does. Or there have even been cases where they give them a relaxation pill and tell them that it's a stress pill or a pill that promotes anxiety, and the people feel more anxious. So if any scientist, any intellectual, any agnostic, anyone who doesn't understand this teaching asks you, what is this faith? What is this useless belief of faith? Just tell them that. That is faith. Even not faith in God, faith in a sugar pill has the potential to change the human body at a molecular level. So what do you think faith in God can do? That's it.
Shalom, everyone. I wanted to say something about how wonderful this mission is and has been. And it seems like all of you have said what's on my heart to say. So there's not very much left to say. I started with knowing that Maitreya was in the world, reading Tho. All my questions were answered one by one through the readings of Tho. It was just wonderful. This mission is wonderful, and it's always been wonderful, and I expect it to be just to be more than what I see it to be today in the years to come. That's it. Thank you.
Well, there's not many other people in the room. I will leave it open for a little longer. If anyone else has anything else to say, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I just have such tears for joy right now. I just have a very deep, heartfelt feeling and very joyful. And so sometime, or mainly when I get overwhelmed with joy, I cry. So I have tears of joy. And Veronica, the cat, she's sitting here too because she enjoys the mission so much. So she's attending the feast with me at this point. Thanks, God.
She can be the kitten of the tribe of Judah. How about that? All right, I'll 30 more seconds. Speak now or hold your peace until tomorrow. Salute.
Okay, one more thing, and then that's it. I'm not saying any more. I just wanted to share that I've just been feeling very, very strong this whole week, this whole month, actually, about the lion of the tribe of Judah. I just feel that I see Maitreya as the proud and strong lion with his roar. I can just almost feel his roar at this feast. So I'm just feeling the energies of the lion of the tribe of Judah, and thankful. Just thankful.
I just wanted to take a moment, too, to recognize that there are a number of disciples that for various reasons cannot be here, who also have wonderful stories about how they found Maitreya and the mission and how much this mission means to them. So, you know, and the number is the hand of God in a way, but in a way too, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of having to be here in spirit. So I just wanted to take a moment of silence to for us to feel those stories as well. And one other quick thing, Noor, you were sharing about faith, and it brought back to me a satsang where Maitreya talked about faith. A question was asked about faith, and I love the next step that he gave in that satsang, which is after a while you just know it goes beyond faith, and you just know that it's the truth. So just wanted to share that. Shalom.
All right then. Yes, I think we have said our piece. Seems like so. Thanks, God. Let's have a great feast. Enjoy. May we be with God forever. Shalom. And be ready to wake up bright and early tomorrow.